Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to She Podcast, episode 319. I am your co-host, announcer, introductioneer, Jessica Kupferman. And with me, as always, my beautiful co-founder and co-host, Elsie Escobar.
What is up?
Hello. What's up? And then our producer who cannot be seen, John Jamingo. So hello, John John.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, hey, hey.
So how was everyone's Father's Day? First, let's just get it on out of the way. How was everyone's Daddy's Day? What did you do, John? Because you're the daddy.
I mean, we didn't really do much because we, you know, everybody in my household got a cold. So at the end of last week, May, she came home on Friday and she said, my throat hurts. And I was like, oh, well, you know, they've been going to camp for a couple weeks, right? And then on Saturday morning, she woke up and she's like, Mama, my throat really hurts. And then so we literally got in the car and went and got her a COVID rapid test just to make sure.
Yeah, that's the first thing I would have thought.
And so we went and we got her a test real quick and it was negative. So we thought like, oh, well, maybe she's just allergic to stuff. It turns out it was not. So she had a cold. Then her sister got a cold. Then her daddy got a cold. And so Randy was so not feeling well that he ended up having, that was the last time that on Father's Day is the first time that he really hung out with the family. Before that, he was just asleep the entire time because he was feeling so crappy.
Colds are the worst. Oh my gosh.
That's so, but shame. I mean, it kind of skipped me to some degree, knock on wood. I just feel a little like I don't even know because I've been dealing with all the powdery crap because of my flea problem, that I don't know if I inhaled so much of that powder that now I feel like I have a little crappy stuff on the back of my throat, or if it's like a really mild expression of whatever the cold my children
have. Maybe your inhaling of that powder killed all the germs in your nose.
Maybe.
And that's why you're healthy.
Is that sort of like drinking bleach?
Yes, exactly.
Awesome. Awesome.
That's exactly what you did. You saved yourself.
Great. Awesome. That was it. And so he did nothing other than the fact that we told him happy Father's Day. That's about the extent of we saw our celebration. How about you?
I took Isaac to the pool all day and got a sunburn. And I sunburnt him as well. His first sunburn on his cheeks because he was in the pool the whole time. Usually I refresh the sunscreen, but I guess I'm out of practice because I didn't. And he got burned little cheeks and I have a burned chest and we all got burnt. Nate and Scott stayed home and watched like DC comic movie type things. And then we grilled last night. And then tonight his sister's coming over to say happy Father's Day, I guess. And that's the end.
Oh, all right. Well.
And then what about you, John? John is the big daddy, the big papa, if you will.
My kids had me over for dinner. And we went to this barbecue place. They brought stuff in. And they got me a barbecued burrito with 1.5 pounds of brisket. It was the size of a car battery.
God damn.
And it was amazing.
Oh, my God. Wow.
God damn.
So we had that for dinner.
A brisket burrito.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, now that you mention that, some of the burgers that he made were made from brisket. They were like ground brisket or ground sirloin or something. I don't know.
All right.
Well, all right. And Elsie's like, okay, moving on. All right. Well, we do have a lot to cover today. So
I just threw up in my mouth.
What are you like? Are you like a
Patrick's not a fan of brisket.
Patrick. I guess you're a vegan. Are you vegan?
Well, hey, listen. It's just having that much food inside of your feels like a little extra. But that said, let us just go ahead. We have so much to cover. Starting off with though, Jess, maybe our first sponsor of the episode.
Yes. So our first sponsor is the International Podcasting Awards, which are being held in the UK by Skylark Collective. Okay, first of all, you need to know that nominations are open, and we will have a link for you. to nominate whoever you like, but they're for the International Women's Podcasting Awards. Now, the International Women's Podcasting Awards was created to help women achieve unprecedented success in their podcasting lives. Like the Skylark, the members of the Skylark Collective have clear voices and a beautiful song. Like the Skylark. The collective empowers them to be heard. Women can support and open doors for each other in a way that others can't, aka now they're doing the International Women's Podcasting Awards. So you can nominate your I don't know if you can nominate yourself, actually. You can nominate someone else. This is the first time they're doing it, and they want to celebrate intimate moments of podcasting brilliance and the women that make them happen. You might not be the biggest name in podcasting, it says, or have the largest audience, but if you've captured a delicious piece of audio that sums you up, your guest, or your audience to perfection, they want to know about it. So the International Women's Podcast Awards nominations are now open, and the awards take place September 2021, which is in the next couple of months. So nominate yourself, nominate someone else. shepodcast.com/awards. It will take you right to the page. You can get to learn all about the collective, as well as nominate yourself, your friends, your mom, your friendly neighborhood, women podcasters like me and Elsie, whatever you want to do. That was a joke. You don't have to nominate us. I was kidding.
Woohoo! All right. So go ahead and say hey. And they're doing some really good, really good work over there. So this is a fantastic opportunity for all of you to, there's going to be a lot of people talking about this. And we really love her. She's been doing such a good job and good work out there, trying to really get to know the industry. So we don't take sponsorship lightly. We speak to them. We want to get an idea of who they are, and she's doing some good work. So
that's true. Yay! Yeah, she's doing. We love all our sponsors a lot, and like she said, we're very fussy about who we recommend, who we believe in, and not everything we do is perfect, but we try to vet them as much as we can. We really like her name is Naomi Meller. We really liked her. She's a lovely woman, and this is a true altruistic mission and our same mission.
Yeah.
So please go and support them by nominating someone. Again, shepodcast.com/awards. Okay. Moving awesome. On, I guess.
Moving on, I guess. Let's just go ahead and start moving through our news.
The news you can use. For the informed podcaster, podcasting news.
All right. I promise, Jess, I will not speak about this anymore because I know you're sick of it. I know that John is sick of it. I know that maybe other people are sick of it as well.
Wait, are you skipping the order?
I'm going to skip
the order.
I'm just going to talk about Call Her Daddy real quickly so that we can get it over with really fast.
Okay.
Because in the last episode, there was just speculation when Danielle and I were recording. But of course, during the week, it was released that actually Call Her Daddy is going exclusive to Spotify. And she nabs a multi-year deal that is a $60 million year. $60 million deal that she made with Spotify. And she also has 100% ownership of her IP. Yeah, baby.
So those are some.
No, it's not. Well, it is weird in the sense that this was a big, huge deal. And it's what was going on with Barstool at that time, where Barstool actually owned her IP. Part of the negotiation was the fact that she had to finish the deal with Barstool in order to get the IP. And she got it. It is hers. She is her own boss. They call her daddy. Everything is hers. So good for her. She still does have a merch deal with Barstool. So Barstool is doing the merch for her. But she's moving forward to Spotify. She's doing another show coming out too that is going to be mixing true crime and sex, or sex and true crime. I don't know. Something like that. She's doing that. And then she's also doing another extra Call Her Daddy episode. I think two extra episodes a month, I believe. That's also happening there when it comes to the stuff that she's doing. Now, if anybody wants to know a little bit more about this, I would suggest for you to listen to her latest episode. I am going to put a link in the show notes because she talks about the entire thing. She actually tells a story, a really kind of scary story, before she signed with Barstool Sports. There was like a business manager in there that did some things that were a little bit scary that she's never talked about before. So definitely listening to that. You only have to listen to the beginning of the show. You don't have to go through the entire craziness that she goes through. So
true crime and sex are like two great tastes that taste great together.
Which is why I think she's doing it.
It's like a guarantee avalanche of listens and downloads.
I know, right?
It's like she's sex.
She kind of went like, what are the two things that people just can't not stop, right?
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. You may as well throw in a car accident and some murder. I mean, she's got the murder. What's left? There's really nothing left. Some disformity of some kind and you're all set.
Yeah. It's like, it's insane. Kind of nuts. Anyway, moving on.
Right. That was very fast. I'm impressed. I know you had to get that out. Wow.
I had to get that out. So you can go ahead and pick your story. You pick your story. Yes.
I will do The Verge. So attention. Starting technically tomorrow, if you're watching this live, if not, it'll already be live. So starting June 22, Facebook, they say, will be the place where people can enjoy, discuss, and share the podcast they love with each other. To help them find your work, we can add a new tab to your page that will feature your podcasts. What's new? By adding podcasts to your page, people will be able to listen to every episode right on Facebook. There's no need to upload or link anything. It's just magic. Your page will be updated with the latest episodes as they become available. You can also unpublish or remove at any time. Whenever you publish a new episode, your page will share it to your followers' news feeds. All you have to do is make sure you're ready for the 22nd, log into your account, and go to your page settings and do it. So pretty exciting. They sent an email to podcast page owners, which I don't recall getting.
I did not get it. And it's only some people that it looks like have gotten that. And at this point in time, I have not been able to discern what the I'm doing air quotes now, what the qualifications are for those that receive the email. If it's like an amount of people that are following the page, is it how long a page has been out? I have zero idea. So if anybody is watching in the comments right now, or maybe you are listening, why don't you go ahead and either let us know in the comments whether or not you got the email from Facebook, or you can email feedback@shepodcast.com because we did not get that email. Another thing, though, Jess, you know, our friends over in that Slack channel that we all belong to there's a lot of conversations around the Facebook podcasting stuff, and it looks like nobody really knows what's up because nobody really knows what's up. So nobody knows what's up. Nobody knows. It's just coming.
I'm on the page right now. I'm going to open settings and just see where you add a tab. Because, by the way, there are so many things back here.
It used to
just be like four things. Well, I just read it. It said, you know, we can add a tab to your page and then you don't need to upload anything. But where does one do that? So Facebook badges, ad limits. Under page settings, there's just so many things. There's a huge menu to the left and a huge menu to the right. So maybe page info? No, that's just the about. Templates and tabs. Boom. Okay, so we're on the tab, and I could do guides, live, jobs. Here, should I share my screen for those of you who
are
watching?
You can share your screen for those who are watching. Mind you, though, who knows if anybody's going to, like, you know, fall asleep at the wheel when we're talking about this.
I mean, that's true, but I'll try and keep it interesting. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm in the Facebook page settings right now, and I'm on the templates and tabs section. It says current template, and then it says tabs. Click and drag to rearrange the order. And the only ones that are available are home, about, reviews, photos, Twitter, videos, events, shop, groups, offers, community, subscribe, services, buy tickets. And I can turn on jobs, live videos, and guides. So
none for us yet.
It kind of annoys me when they don't give it to everyone. Like, what? Yep. Like, why? Why wouldn't you give it to everyone?
Because maybe they're just, again, I think it's per incapacity, meaning like they're trying to figure out how things are working. Because even with the channels, did you see what a cluster it was when they turned on channels or they started to turn things on for Apple Podcasts? Yeah. And everything broke and then it disappeared and then they pushed it away. And it's like, so I think that they're trying to test things out again, little bits. And plus Facebook is notorious for releasing functionality only to the tiny little bit. Twitter, same thing. When they released they released Spaces to like, you know, a smattering of people here and there. It wasn't something that was released all the way.
I did notice in Facebook that I, like when I go to do What's on Your Mind, Jessica, one of my options was, I had group for a minute there, like a group chat. Oh, create a room. I can do it. And then when I click that, I can either do, what's the room about? That's just to talk about something.
Yeah, but it only shows, the audio room thing only shows up if you're on your phone. It doesn't even show up if you're on the desktop. So you'll be able to see it on the phone. Now,
I do see it on the desktop, but it's not for audio. It's just video.
It's the audio thing. You have to be on the phone. Now, Patrick says, right before that, John, if you can put that one on the screen. Patrick says, maybe a page already has to be categorized as a podcast. This was actually the thing that I thought might have to happen, that you have to be categorized as a podcast. But it seems like this is not the case because some of our friends have gotten the email and they are not podcast pages. Like they have podcasts, but they are not podcast pages. So that kind of blew it for me to some degree.
Yeah.
At this point, I think we all just have to wait. So the next bit of news that I have here is that last week, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg hosted his very first of the live audio rooms, which is what you're talking about, Jessica. And this was an article from TechCrunch. And it seemed like this was exactly what Clubhouse is, for sure. Exactly the same. And he hosted one in there. And you know who, I'm sure some of you listening, at least, I don't know if those of you in the chat know, and I know Jessica knows who Mari Smith is, right? So Mari Smith, the Facebook queen.
Oh, yeah, Mari. You know, I thought you said Marnie.
Yeah,
Mari.
Yeah, Mari. So she attended this, and one of her commentaries about this whole experience is that Zuckerberg's audio was horrible, like super bad, like super echoey and just not okay. And it seemed to have been released, and then again, it was like pulled back. I have a feeling, and this is what her insight was. This is not me because I did not attend, but she feels that they released the functionality. They did the very first town hall, if you will, like a Clubhouse, like audio room thing. And then it sucked so bad that they pulled it back.
So they were like, this is what happens when you launch tech during Mercury in retrograde. That's not his fault.
Oh, you don't think it was as fun? Yeah. And also it's on scale. This is the first time that they're testing some of this stuff out. So anyway,
well, right.
That's just coming back to the sense that they're launching the podcast thing, right? So Facebook pages, hopefully that's coming up here by, you know, this week, earlier in the week, if you're listening to this later. And then we also have that announcement that they're having audio rooms, but I'm not sure if it's publicly testing it still. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And then there's one last little bit of news, Jessica. My eyes kind of glazed over when I started to read this. So maybe you can succinctly summarize the article about what Facebook is rolling out in terms of tools for group admins.
Oh, yes. How could you roll your eyes and be
because
bored
it was
this?
It okay? Because it was so in depth that I'm just like, I couldn't retain the information.
Oh my God. Okay. Facebook on the 16th rolled out new tools for group admins, including automated moderation aids. So if you have a group, you can somewhat automate and systemize moderating this group. Okay. Which we've already, I think this is one of the ones we actually got early because.
Yes, we did. We did put this in there.
Yeah. They employed this a little bit already. So basically it's supposed to help us get a better handle on our online communities and potentially keep convos from going off the rails. So It says a significant reason why people use the network. There's tens of millions of group managed by over 7 million admins and moderators. They've been working for a long time, for years, to work out better tools for the group owners. So last fall, they addressed this by rolling out new policies, but today there's new features. So it's sort of, there's a new dashboard called Admin Home, which will do the tools, settings, and features in one place. So Admin Assist. So, I mean, there's two ways I could do this. I could read this or I could go look at it.
We don't even know if it's been rolled out completely, though. I mean, they always say that it is. And the Admin Assist, and what the show, the thing that they're showing there too, though, Jess, is they're showing the phone. In the article, they're showing the phone. They're not showing desktop.
That's true.
So I don't know if this is going to be a thing. And that's why whenever I started to see all of the stuff that they're putting out there, I was like, oh my God.
I have a lot of admin tools back here, though. Like, there is admin tool. Like, I, you know what? I'll just share my screen and try and keep it interesting. Okay, guys? Okay.
Look at this. Okay. They say, like, so one of the things that they can do is that they can restrict people from posting if they haven't had a Facebook account for very long.
Yep.
Or if they had recently violated the group's rules.
Take a look. Take a look. Okay, here
we
go.
I'm taking a look.
Admin assist. Decline post if author has had their Facebook account for 1 month or less,
oh, but
you
yeah,
can change
right.
1 month if you want. If the post has certain keywords, if the author's been reported 3 times or more in the last 28 days, that's amazing. If they violated the group rules in the past 28 days, or the post has reshared content from the outside group. Yes, yes, and yes. You can also add more to these. So if you're noticing, if you can watch, and if you are listening to this and you can't watch because it's later, the video is on our page. So just check out our page. You can see spam posts. Posts from fake accounts, posts that violate groups, posts with profanity, posts based on author's activity, reshare content, certain media like photos or videos, and there's more options too, lots of more options, which I won't get into. And then the next section is remove the post is if it's been reported 4 times or more, turn off commenting if the post has received 100 comments or more. So what this means is, like, let's just say there's a very hot topic happening, and Elsie and I, no one's there to sort of like work on it. Basically, this will kibosh that at 100 comments. After 100 comments, right. Comments will be turned off. I mean, that's really
it's helpful
until we can turn it back on, yep. Or moderate or kick people out or do whatever we have to do, right? Like, that's pretty
to actually be able to moderate. And I think that this is, here's the thing with a lot of that Facebook stuff too, is that whenever you are having, you know, there are conversations that need to be moderated, and that doesn't mean to be censored. It means someone needs to be there. It's sort of like you're in a playground and you have a bunch of kids. You need to have somebody on the playground going, hey, we don't go to that fence, or no, you don't hit your friend, right? You need somebody to be there to keep everybody playing nice. And there are some conversations sometimes that start happening or pick up speed when you're sleeping or when most people are sleeping. And then you wake up to a huge chaotic mess because nobody was there to keep the people from burning themselves or something, you know? So this is fantastic because at minimum you can say, like, you can see the post and go, oh, we need to turn that back on. That was not appropriate. Or that wasn't a really good call. Or say, like, oh, thank God they stopped it.
Because you can also, I mean, we don't have this set up because we don't mind profanity, but you can monitor profanity and not allow those things to go through. You can also, it looks like you can take a look at, so for example, whenever one of our mods is deciding, they can click on the person's profile and see they violated the rules once, they've had 40 posts deleted. Like, they can see, like, it's like seeing their report card, kind of.
Yeah,
like,
you can see their girl, history.
The bad girl track record of whether or not they misbehave in our group a lot. And I mean, maybe if they could list that somehow, if you could download that information, we could cut our group, just take those people out, like once a month or once every quarter, just be like, okay, these 5 people are constantly being a pill, just boot them out.
Yep. So
anyway,
those are three things in terms of, like, I like it. I like it a lot. If any of you have tested it out or you have any, you know, opposing views, please email feedback@shepodcast.com. So moving now from Facebook into, we have a bunch of Spotify stuff too. But before we move into that, let's go ahead and talk about our second sponsor of the episode.
Okay.
Say hello to Podpage.
PodPage. Okay. So I know some of you have used PodPage because some of you in the Super Squad specifically were showing me what you created with it. So basically, PodPage is giving podcasters the ability to create a beautiful podcast website in 5 minutes. You can automatically create a listener-friendly podcast from your RSS feed, customize the design, no coding, no technical knowledge, niente, nada, zip, zero, zilcho. If you want to check that out, go to podpage.com/shepodcasts. But let me just tell you a little bit more about it. So those of you who are struggling with WordPress, Squarespace, and you want your show to have all the things, but it's like it eludes you as to how to do it. I will tell you that I tested this on Friday and it was under 5 minutes. I had it up in under 5 minutes. You log in, you upload your feed, or you don't even have to upload your feed. You can just search for it and it will pull it up through Apple's directory. So I found it through the Apple iTunes, Apple Podcasts, whatever directory. And then it just populated the page. I picked a template out of like 15, populated the page. And then now it's like, okay, customize the page. So I haven't done that part yet because I was just marveling at how quickly it took to get a podcast. Because think of all the money and the effort that we've been spending trying to get a website. And you don't need to do that anymore. It's amazing.
We love it.
Yeah. So podpage.com/shepodcasts if you want to check that out. I just know that I love it as a designer. I think it's the best thing ever because podcasters are constantly struggling over this since they don't have website design knowledge or coding knowledge or plugin knowledge. Like if you want a podcast, all of a sudden you have to be all these different things. And now PodPage has created one less thing for you to have to know, which I think is awesome.
Yay. No, we get those questions all the time in the group all about how to do that and what to do with it. And this one is literally created for podcasters. So yep. Yay, PodPage. Thank you so much for sponsoring the show. And now moving on to Spotify, actually, there were a lot of news in there. One of the first things that came out is that once again, they continue to go shopping. So this time they acquired Pods with a Z, P-O-D-Z. It is a podcast discovery platform. So it is a separate app. I think I downloaded it on my phone. I haven't played with it again. But I think it absolutely is all about discovering podcasts. So I don't know. I'm just telling you all because I'm not sure how they're using all of this stuff. But it feels to me that they're like purchasing a little something that has something to do with podcasting the entire way around there.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you have an appointment after this?
No, I have an appointment with my belly. I need to eat lunch and I was going to go get lunch.
I feel like you're rushing a little bit.
I am because all of a sudden, as you can see behind me, people are setting things up. I did not know that this was going to be happening here today.
I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, first of all, she just interrupted me when I was in the middle of a sponsor. Like, and now she's like, she's talking at, I mean, highest speed, Elsie. This is like, Elsie, it's like you're in a contest for speed talking right now.
It's because, do you see how like they're setting up behind me and I'm feeling intruding?
No. Oh, see something, tiny something.
Well, then all of a sudden people have started to come in here and like put these like high like seat things around. And then there's like something happening over here. You see that guy? He's setting things up. He's setting things up.
Are you worried that we hear them? Why? Take it in.
I'm afraid I'm in a place I'm not supposed to be in. So,
I mean, if I were you, I would just, I mean, I don't think we're going to be that much longer, but maybe just, you know, like you can always move if they ask you. Well, I don't know about everyone else who's listening or watching, but I felt this like wave of panic as you started talking just now. You were like, great, Jessica, that's a great episode. So anyway, let me tell you about this new thing. And by the way, and I was like, whoa, I was trying to get out some more details. God damn it. Like, what the hell?
Well,
you're like, great, Jess, PodPage. We love them. Bye. And then you start talking about, but the next thing was even faster. You're like, and we have some new things to talk about Spotify. So anyway, this is what's going to happen. Like, first of all, where did you even learn that skill? How do you even do that? That's a whole nother thing happening. But as you did it, it's like the panic, you transferred the panic into my belly. And I started worrying, Elsie has to be somewhere. Something's happening, right? Because I texted John. I texted John first and I was like, she must have an appointment. And that's why I was like, I have to ask her if she has an appointment. Because what is happening?
No, I don't. But also, Jess, think about this. What if behind you. All of a sudden, people started to come and clean up behind you and start to get the room where you are ready. And they were just coming in. And you were just like, what the fuck is happening?
If it were me, I would just turn around and go, am I in your way? And then if they say yes, you can move. And then if they say no, then you don't have to worry about it. But this way, you don't have to panic.
All right.
You're like in full panic mode. I mean, is there anyone there right now you can ask? Or no. Do they all go away for a minute? Okay.
Just for a minute.
How can this not be nominated for an International Women's Podcast Award, this segment right here? How can this not be nominated?
Why? I don't think it's that delicious.
Oh, it's not delicious.
That
delicious.
It is not that delicious. People are going to be like, what are they doing?
I mean, I think it's important for podcasters to know and hear that, you know, you don't have to stay quiet when weird shit's happening in the middle of your show. And I think that the audience will appreciate the weird shit sometimes more than whatever she was speed talking through. First of all, just ask yourself this, any of you, whether you're watching us live or not. Does anyone here remember what her article was about?
I think so. I'm really good at being able to get stuff out pretty quick.
I've got the notes and I can't tell which one it is. And I'm like looking going, was she talking about acquiring pods or I don't even know.
Oh, it's because you're not listening to me.
Not true. Obviously, I was listening to you. I wouldn't know that you were having a panic attack about something.
Okay.
And
listen.
Also, how dare you accuse me of not listening to you while I'm in the middle of a conversation? I was too.
John, you have to come on. She has been in the middle of conversation with me and not listened to what I had to say.
Patrick says, I was noticing things didn't seem as fun as usual. Yeah, because we're all a victim of whatever's happening in her head right now. That's why.
Elsie, if Jess's nails were finished, then she was listening to you. Before that, maybe not so.
Maybe not so.
I have been listening the entire time.
There have been times when she has not been listening. But anyway, sure. Let's continue.
I'm trying to get better at that, though. Don't turn it on me. This is about you. This is not about me and my flaws, okay? I'm not the one sitting here interrupting ads and rushing through news.
I thought
like
you
I'm
were
winning
done.
A contest, like a Guinness Book World Record of fastest news report.
I thought you were done.
I know because you interrupted me. Of course you thought I was done because you didn't hear the part where I was like, yeah, and right. But and they still. It's unbelievable.
Wow. Has Jess taken John lessons? That sounds like something I say to Jess all the time.
It's something, Elsie, that you would never normally do unless you were panicking, which is why I asked you if you're panicking.
Well, it's just because I think part of it, too, is that sometimes we go a little long sometimes with our sponsors, I think.
Well, and that's very interesting to hear.
But
at this
not
moment.
All the time. Just sometimes.
Sometimes we do, but.
I'm not going to say that, Patrick. I'm in a public place.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. I think it's nice to say all the things that you're excited about for your sponsor. If it's not genuine, then, you know, you breeze through it.
But no, of course. But we also have them for like a
two
while.
Minutes.
No, dude. Like, it's not just one show, right?
Oh, that's true.
This is what I'm saying. It's like if you give all the goods out in the one show, then you have no goods for the next show.
Okay, thank you, for the note.
Okay,
thank you for the note. Thank you for giving me that note live, but also thank you for giving me that note. Now, can we go back and start from the beginning, whichever article this was? Because I truly don't know.
Why don't
know,
you follow up? I said, this is what I'm saying. So obviously you weren't listening to me. Moving on to Spotify. Spotify has continued on their shopping spree, is what I said. And they have now acquired Pods, which is an app that I have downloaded to my phone, but I have not played with.
Okay, it now you're being weird. These are the
Spotify
weirdest pauses ever.
Is trying to buy
She's killing
all
me. She's kill
of
me.
The things from every single vertical in podcasting. How about that, Jess?
Let them buy everything in sight. I don't care. Let them just plow through like a lawnmower, just eating up little podcast companies. I am totally okay with that because I think it will vastly cut down on the amount of spam that all of us are getting. You see, because every day we get at least 10, we get at least 10 emails a day, whether it's in our email or on LinkedIn, about people who want us to try their format. They want us to try their service. They're a new monetization company. They're a new feed company. It's so many things. If Spotify eats them all, then it will stop. That's what I want. No more little podcast companies.
So you don't want to get
with a dollar and a dream trying to like squeeze a career out of podcasting when they don't know what they're doing. Just munch, munch, munch. That's Spotify. Munch, 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 munch.
I don't know. I think we're like stressing Patrick out a little bit today. So
it's because you were doing that weird pause talking and it probably weirded him out.
Well, you asked me to slow down. I have slowed down and I said almost exactly the same thing that I did at the beginning. Okay, but now
it's understandable.
After they continued. Okay. Moving on to the next part of the Spotify thing is that now Spotify also has the same thing that Facebook also has. And Twitter also have, and Clubhouse. So now they have Green Room, which I also did download, and I did open it. I opened that up. I don't know if you've seen it, but it is essentially the Clubhouse competitor, I guess, mm-hmm. where it is essentially, from what I can understand, it feels to me that they're really trying to cultivate relationships with like sports and gamers seem to be a thing, or is that like, I got confused. They were looking at nothing podcasting related. They were looking at something where communities are already existing, where they want to have conversations. It really looks totally like Spotify. The thing is though, I believe you can record these. It's mm-hmm. part of the deal. So that's the difference. Now, I think that I have in the past, I can't remember when I have said this, but I did hear this commentary way, way, way back. And I absolutely agreed that the functionality of having these audio rooms, it's not going to be like they are a Clubhouse competitor, that they are being essentially, this is a feature. This is a feature that is going to be something that is going to be turned on in most platforms. So they all are going to have a feature of audio rooms. And now Spotify has it.
I quit. I'm quitting. I quit. I'm not quitting the show, but I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore.
All right.
Elsie,
so
here's what I want us to do.
Okay. What do you want to do?
We have to pick one, maybe two channels and just do nothing else. Nothing. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to create content for LinkedIn and their stories and Twitter and their stories and Facebook and their group and their page and their stories and Spotify and their green room and Clubhouse and their fucking room. Like who? No. No, I don't want anything to do with this. I miss when Facebook was like, here's what I'm having for lunch. Like, this is fucking crazy. All we wanted was a way to get to know each other a little more personally. And instead, we just keep getting like clones of the same channel everywhere. Clone after clone after clone. One person comes up with an idea. All of a sudden, there's nine places you have to create fucking content for. I cannot take it anymore. Now Clubhouse is on Facebook. Now Clubhouse is on Spotify. When does it end, I ask you? We can't quit Facebook. It's our biggest, it's where the biggest amount of our audience is. I would love to quit Facebook.
Correct.
But I can't. So Facebook is one place where we can be. Is there anywhere else that you like Twitter, right? Or so we can be on Twitter.
I like Twitter. I think we do really well on Twitter and Instagram.
And
those are the places. And Instagram. I think that if Jess and Elsie and She Podcast were going to do any audio room related things, it would be once it is rolled out for groups in Facebook. I think that would be
Agree. Thank you.
A no-brainer for us, right? So we would just stick to that. When it comes to outreach, though, Instagram is a huge focus that we need to be in, and Twitter is easier content to make. I think the heavier lift is to create content for Instagram. It requires more layers, whereas with Twitter, it just picks up. It's a little bit of an easier full, like, you know, engagement there. I think that LinkedIn is passive, meaning it just goes out there. Like, it doesn't necessarily need to be pushed. But those are the platforms that I think we need to be in.
Yeah. I feel like LinkedIn is a place where I would benefit from that more personally because I'm looking for sponsorships and I can connect with decision owners there. I don't think that's a good place for like our group to be or our community to be. But I think individually, we could probably make good connections there, like you and me. So this is our decision. We will not do any rooms on Clubhouse or Spotify or anywhere else except Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. That is all. That is it. So help us, God. We're marrying this idea right now. Okay, let's move on. Thank you.
Okay. All right, let's move on. I think that that's it, though. That was the last story that I have in here. I think that those are the bigger stories in there. I mean, other than the fact that now subscriptions and channels are live on Apple Podcasts, but then, hey.
Wait, you did forget something. You forgot the Spotify Creator Fund. That's in the same article. So in the interest of making Green Room the premier creator-friendly live platform, they're announcing Spotify Creator Fund, which will help live audio creators monetize. Anyone who's interested, well, that changes everything. Now we have to be on Spotify too. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, I don't know. God. Basically, well, so the TikTok Creator Fund is if you get like 10,000 watches on a video, they start paying you by the thousand. They just pay you to do the content. So I wonder if Spotify is doing something similar where if you do your green room stuff and you get a certain amount of attention, attraction, interaction, they'll just pay you. Which I think is a cool idea.
Yeah.
Is Spotify printing their own money? I need to know.
I think that they're just getting funding from all the places. Now, here's the deal, though, that I have a feeling those audio rooms make incredible sense for folks that have a really high following on Spotify, right? So if they have a massive audience on Spotify, or if it's on par with anything that's going on with Apple Podcasts, meaning they have at least 50% of their audience coming from Spotify, I think that that's a no-brainer to be doing audio rooms in there because, duh, everybody's in there already. If anybody is a younger demographic, all the millennials or Gen Zers that are creating content in there, anybody who is I don't know, like the demographic of Spotify that might as well do it on Spotify. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows how to use it. So I would be like, use that part instead of trying to start a Clubhouse right now. If you've been feeling like you've been missing out and you need to be on Clubhouse, don't do that. Invest your money on or in your time and attention on Spotify to build that up if you have those demographics. But if like us, I don't think we have that much. Mind you, technology podcasts don't do very well on Spotify. They just don't. So
yeah,
really no reason for us to be doing that.
I'm just exhausted. Honestly, I used to love social media so much. I thought it was so fun. Everyone thought I was hilarious. I got lots of new friends and contacts, and I enjoyed getting to know everyone so much better. And now it's the same messages on every single channel. Sign up for my this.
Yeah, but
don't forget to try my that. Meet me here.
I've been thinking about this, but is it about social media or is it about the fact that we're older now?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That's my question.
I'd love to know the answer to this. Honestly, I don't know if it's because I'm older or if it's because I've had like some tragedy happen to me since I started social media and just. I'm more reflective than I am hilarious most of the time. But I mean, you know, I'm still hilarious, obviously. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I am not sure if it's because I'm older. And I'd love to know if there's anyone on here, John, even yourself, because you're, okay, I don't want to say significantly older than us, but you're older enough where you were probably around our age when this was more in its infancy. Did it feel annoying, all the chit chat and the stuff? I don't even know if John's annoyed with social media now. He seems to enjoy it just as much as he ever did.
Well, see, I think that there's a difference from what you just asked John in that he does consume. And I feel that I can consume about the same I consumed before, but I'm not up for creation for myself, right? It's like it feels like a heavy lift. When I was younger and I had my baby girls, it was a connection. Like I was like taking pictures and wanting to put that out because I felt energized by that exchange. Now I don't. I don't want to.
I
don't want to do it
what
anymore.
Do we do?
Like, I don't want to. So I think this is when you hire millennials and they do it.
But that's, I used to get so annoyed with that because millennials don't have a marketing degree. Millennials don't understand brand awareness and reputation. Maybe millennials do. Gen Z doesn't.
Now the whole thing is changing though, Jess. Like right now we are putting our own, whatever we think that is, onto the generation that's coming. They are experiencing and understanding social media far differently than we do. And I challenge the assumption that they don't know what they're doing. They're just doing it differently than we are doing it. And I think that the entire medium is going to change. Marketing is going to change. And it's not going to, some of the same laws, essentially like marketing, marketing teachings are going to continue, but it's going to be done in a different way. There's going to be the kind of marketing that started with the Gen Zs and the millennials, but then everybody else is going to stick to like, you know, understanding what that is in terms of newsletters, email newsletters, calls to action, optimizing blog posts, SEO. You know, there's got going to be those people who are going to be in charge of that. And then there's going to be the younger folks or the people who grew up in it that are going to be in charge of the social media stuff. Because there is some amazing stuff that's happening on social for brands right now that I don't even think my brain can come up with. Even my daughters, like the video that they created on their own. You know, they're doing that when they're so young.
I'm not on the cusp, but I feel like I am of millennials because technically it's supposed to start at 81 and I was born in 75. So it's only like 5 or 6 years away and I'm very immature. So I feel like I could sort of like ride both trains, the Gen X and the millennial train. I'm definitely not in Gen Z, but like I don't want to be sold to by everyone I know. I'm so tired of it. And yesterday, the obligatory happy Father's Day to the best father in the whole world. And then if you don't have that, the obligatory here's to all of you who have a shitty father. And I I'm guilty of that every holiday. And I am sick of even that. And it's positive. It's a nice thing to talk about your dad and show pictures of your dad. It makes me want to kill myself now. I'm so tired of it. Fucking the predictability of it. Ugh.
I can tell you this, though. You can just be like me, which is like zero acknowledgement that fathers exist.
Come on.
Or my birthday or Mother's Day or like I haven't posted anything. I started to look and I'm like, I'm really consistent about this. I don't acknowledge any kind of holiday. I don't want to be bullied into having to post something about whatever just because it's the thing to do. So I didn't.
I mean, I was very close not to, but then I feel like Scott would be upset because he is a good dad.
Dude, then here's the thing. It's like, you teach people what to expect with you. I have to tell you
that's
true. I don't think Randy's heart was broken because I didn't post a picture of him and said how wonderful he is. He would have hated that. And it's so against me.
You guys are different. You're like strangers in the night. Scott's in my pocket all the time. You guys like pass each other, wave hello, and keep about your business. Like Scott and I work next to each other.
We decide
what to eat for dinner. Yes, sure it is. Don't brag.
No,
Please don't brag.
Sorry.
I love Scott, but I mean, I don't have a lot of alone time from him, so
I think he would be hurt. All the alone time, and it's amazing.
It's
anyway,
sure it is.
Dude, we have to wrap it up.
Okay. All right. So yeah, we're done. Seems like anyway. So. Thank you so much for listening to my rant today. Patrick says, let's all take a Xanax. I mean, that's a very personal choice.
I don't know what
Patrick.
That is. What is that?
A Xanax?
Yeah. Does it do is what I don't understand.
It just makes you feel a little less hyped up. It makes you calm. It makes you calm down. It doesn't make you dizzy. You don't feel drunk. You just feel a lot more chill than you did before. I do not have a prescription for Xanax, but I have been given one in times of stress, and it was helpful.
I don't think that.
That said, medical marijuana is also very helpful, which I also don't have a prescription for, but tomato, tomato. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. I'm sorry it was a bit ranty. I think once in a while you need a good rant. What can I say? You know, I'm getting to the age where I just don't feel like taking anybody's crap anymore. That includes Facebook and Elsie and everybody else. So if you want to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, you can find us at She Podcast. We will not be anywhere else but those three places. So come find us there. She Podcast, at She Podcast. You can also find us on the website, on our web, shepodcast.com. If you want to email us feedback, please do so. Feedback at shepodcast.com. And Elsie, do you have anything else that you would like to say
before
we say goodbye? Okay. Well,
I love you.
I love
everybody.
You too.
Thanks for showing up. Everybody show up. Facebook.com/shepodcast and watch us live every Monday.
I thought that was for me, that love you, but it wasn't.
I love you. I'm going to tell you I love you after, because we're loving each other at the end of the show.
That's so right? Nice. Beautiful. All right. Thank you guys so much. I didn't say Lady Business Radio, did I?
No, you didn't.
Okay.
No,
thank God. Thank you so much for listening and watching the She Podcast. We love you.
Mean it.
Bye. Have a wonderful weekend and week.